The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete and of low audio quality. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
Good evening, I'm very happy to be here tonight to try to pray for this sick and see all that I can while I'm here to help him. I wish to read some scripture where was enjoying very much. It just come up and is in the little trailer hearing Brother Baxter's message tonight. I'm very happy that God anointed him to speak like that tonight, that God would move in our midst. And I'm very glad to see people tonight, Christians. I know that one of the great events of this country here is a ball game down here. Someone said, just let the ball game start, you'll be sitting in the tent alone. Well, that's different. God's people love God. All right, I want to read some scripture right up quickly and go into the prayer line. It's found in John, the fourth chapter, and beginning with the 46th verse. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at pain. And when he had heard that Jesus was come out of Judea to Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down, hear my child die. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. I want you to notice. If it had been a prayer line, he had worn a prayer card. And he wanted Jesus to come down to his house and heal his son. But Jesus did not go to his house. But first he talked real straight to him. Said, except you see signs, you won't believe. Said, sir, come or my child will die. Jesus, now watch, this is first. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. That's the order of the scripture. Jesus said something that his child was going to get well, and the man himself believed what Jesus said. All right. Now, 51st. And as he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Something happened. Then inquired he of them, the hour he began to amend. In other words, when he turned from his worst to his better. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and is a conjunction, and himself believed in his whole house. He knew it was the time when Jesus said, thy son liveth, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed what Jesus said was the truth. Now what if he would said, well, I'll go on back down, but I'm disappointed. I wish you to come lay his hands on him. The son probably would not have lived. But the man believed what Jesus said was the truth. And that's why we're here tonight. Is because we believe what Jesus said is the truth. Now what the people says is something else. But what Jesus said, we are ready to stand on what he said is the truth. All right. Remember that now. Now, just before we form the prayer line, I think it would be necessary just to give a testimony. I will here try each night to kind of get when the Spirit of the Lord is closer. I've been praying all day, trying to get ready for this meeting. This is going into the second week. This is even in this, is the smallest audience we've ever had, as I can remember, this much time, of this much meeting. But I've never had any audience that had it with any more reverence and with as good a faith, any better faith, than what you have right here. That's right. And I just believe that God is going to heal every person. I believe that with all my heart. And friends, I have desired one thing in my life, to see one more time. I've seen one time that every person in the building was healed at one time. I've seen that once. And there was three times as many cot cases and stretcher cases as this year. And they just piled the cots together and showed the crutches and so forth away. And people went out of that building walking, praising God. Now, I believe if it can happen one time, it can happen again. Now, at the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place and with one accord, believing the promise of God was coming to them. Now, can't we believe the promise of God that is coming to us tonight? Now, for myself, I'm doing all, and God knows in my hand here, I'm doing all that I know how. Everything I pray to today, and at my time I come in here and try my best to do everything that I know how, to not to get us over into a place where people just think too much on the prayer line, or where they think too much on one thing, but just try to keep it the best that I know how, that the Spirit of God could get in the hearts of the people to heal everybody. See, that's what I try to do, and God knows that. Today, Brother Lindsay and I were talking. Brother Lindsay is a good man. He is. Brother Hall also. And we give out these cards here, and we intend to pray for every person who gets a prayer card. That's right. Well, I can't get it night. We get it morning at the 10:30 service. That's Brother Lindsay. Brother Hall has a prayer line here. Great things are being done. Now, you people, if you see the time getting near and you haven't got it, go down on a Monday, each morning at 10:30. And I've dealt with those men. I've been with them in their lives. And I know that they're good, God-saved men. And signs and wonders this will stimulate faith in the morning. God will confirm it then. Come into the morning meetings if you don't get in the evening meetings. If you want to be prayed for, come in and God will answer their prayer and great things will be done. We were talking this afternoon and Brother Lindsay looked over to me. We've been together for 4 years. I never heard that tone of voice. The Spirit of God must have said it, or I taught it that way. He said, Brother Branham, he said, for the measure of time that I've said for a long time, 63 would probably be something great. But I believe we got about one more year to go. Now remember, friends, we're going to look at the thing right straight in the face. God never sends judgment until first he sends his mercy. But after his mercy is bound to be judgment. The reject of mercy is the bringing in of judgment. Always. And now, through the ages, since the apostolic age in the beginning, there's never been such signs and wonders that God put before the people. Surely, thousands sway off petty, high-minded lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. But Jesus said they would be that way. Like they were in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now remember, I am an American. Generation after generation, back to the third or fourth generation, I've been American. Many Branham is planted, and the other day when I was walking through France, many of them are laying there, fell in war. Had four brothers this last war. One of them helped me in the prayer line where it was 4 years in the Navy and give up as a hopeless case. 100% disabled, never to get up out of a chair. Another one burnt through with a piece of shrapnel. The other one hit something, hit put a pressure on his spine that they said he'd have to tap his spine ever so many weeks doing his whole life. Went into a gully with a patent in his tank. I wanted to go. If it was again, I'd try to go again. But this country ain't worth fighting for, it ain't worth living in. That's right. I'm an American. But just as sure as I'm the minister standing in this platform, we're heading for judgment. righteousness. God loved Israel. But when Israel sinned, she reaped what she sowed. And we're in for judgment. Mark that down. And remember, I have said it from the platform. When it comes to pass, you remember what I said. All right. My Christian friends and sinner friends, whatever you do, if you believe me to be sent from God, you seek the kingdom of God just quick as you can and get into it. For that's the only safety we have today. The world, that's the end of the age. Only in Christ are you safe. I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying it just as plainly as I know how to send you in this platform and say it. But my heart's been stirred for a time. And I know that we're ready for something. Now come in, and you Christians, don't stay in that lukewarm condition anymore. Lay aside everything. Just get as close to God as you can. Walk with Him, talk with Him. Let everything else be secondary, but your prayer life, stay right with Him all the time. Now, I don't know why I stopped in my speech to say that, but I could prove that. I'd be willing to say that's the Spirit of God that is speaking right now. That's right. Remember, I'm saying that under the anointing of the Spirit of God. All right. We're going to pray for this. Dear Reverend, let's pray to Heavenly Father, strangely tonight, I see the world given away in love, and know that God's judgment follows right Sodom and Gomorrah. There's sins that come up to the ears of God. And He sent an angel down, two of us, all out for righteous, separating them. The Holy Spirit calling to the people to separate themselves from the things of the world, to receive the mark of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, before the mark of apostasy put upon them. Grant, Lord, help us tonight as we hear this hint, not knowing what time that we shall leave, and let our testimonies ring everywhere, calling the hedges and highways and byways, calling the unrighteous to repentance, even the sick and the afflicted. Grant those signs to be here tonight, in the name of Thy Son, Jesus. Amen. Speaking, I haven't the time to go to worship. But while you're settling yourself and getting ready for that. All right. I remember when this verse came to me. If you'll give me just your undivided attention for a moment. It was strange how I was hated to start forward. And I think if you learn a little more of this, it'll be easier for you to come in and get into it. And I thought, how will I do this? But friends, God has always went out before us and made the way. I remember I was still in uniform. I was an Indiana State game warden. And I came down, my baby, little girl, she's 4 years old now. I promised God He'd visit me about 2 or 3 weeks before this. I said, if you just wait till a baby was born, Lord, I'll go. He gave me that privilege of grace. And baby was just come home, and I went down to get some bottle caps in order to drink their catnip tea. I think about to give it, little fellows. And so I went to get those bottle caps, and I just went in and cashed my check. I was making $30 a week. And I went in to cash my check, and as I went in, someone had stepped off the bus from Louisville down on the corner of the street. Jeffersonville, very small city. And I seen him look at me strange, and I went into Mason's drugstore there to cash my check. When I come back out, I had the bottle caps and I had them in my pocket. And somebody laid their hand on my shoulder and said, "Sir." I turned around. And it was the same fellow. Looks at me so strangely. He said, "I see that you're an officer." I said, "I work for the conservation of Indiana." He said, "I'm looking for a party. Maybe you could help me. Are you well acquainted?" I said, "Yes, sir. I'm pretty well acquainted here." And I said, "I've lived here practically all my life." And he said, "Well, I'll give you my story." He said, I've been failing in health for about 2 years, but I'm from Paducah, Kentucky, about 200 miles down the river. He said, last night I had a strange dream. He said, I dreamed I'd seen a big bright angel come down from heaven and told me to come to Jeffersonville, Indiana, and to ask for somebody by the name of Brandon to pray for me. But now, do you know anyone here by the name of Branham? I tell you, I thought my heart would break. I said, my mother runs a boarding house right around the corner. Her name is Branham. He said, oh, she's Branham. I said, would that be your name? I put my arm around. I said, brother, 3 weeks ago I was standing in my room. A great light was shining in there, and an angel told me to go pray for this. He just broke down. There he knelt on the street, and I took off my hat. Knelt down on the street, on the corner. I said, Father, I don't understand. But you sent this man here to declare what the angel of the Lord told me. When I got through praying, I looked, and people had their hats off, standing alone on the street, holding their children back, saying, no one on the street, just standing. I was kneeling on the street, public square. God healed him right there, gloriously. A few days after that, a few weeks later, another case just comes on my mind. Remember me telling you the other night about that angel coming into the room where I was at Camden, Arkansas? The next day after that, I went into a little church there, a little church to have a morning service. No prayer for the sick, just to preach. I was pretty well worn. I'd been days and days. I hadn't even laid down in the morning, just across the bed or sat in a chair. They had different places. They just take me from house to house, from place to place all the time. And they went down to a little church I was going to speak. And when I started out, they had four police there that was taking me out, stand at the door. And as I started out, the people, oh, brother, it would break the heart of an iron man. I'm human. And I stand here and look at little children like deer, laying along like this. I got children myself. I see sick people, and I think, oh, God, what can I do? But I can't do no more than what he tells me to do. I can't. It'd be a failure if I did. So I started out, they were trying to touch my clothes and, you know, going through the crowd, crying. And I heard somebody heard, mercy, mercy, mercy. I had to turn and look, standing off to himself. In Arkansas, they have what they call the Jim Crow law. Colored and white can't be together. I'm from the South, but I don't think that's right. So then I looked over there, and there stood a poor old colored man standing there, aged, little rim of white hair in his hair. He had his cap in his hand, his wife was standing by him. And he had his hands up, blind as he could be. Then, mercy, mercy. The tears streaming down his cheeks. I thought of old blind Martinez standing at the gate of the jerk. Looked around. Started moving on. The Holy Spirit said, go over there where he's at. I turned aside. They said, don't go over there, Brother Branham. I said, but the Holy Spirit tells me, go over there. I went over there and they draw the rein. I never will forget what his wife said. She said, the parson man coming to you, honey. I walked on over to where that his old feeble hand stuck. Said, is this you, Parson Branham? I said, yes, sir. He got my face. He said, oh, you's a young man. I said, no, too young. So, 36 years old. You can feel it around all my face. He said, Parson Branham, have you got just a minute to listen to me? I said, yes, sir. He said, my old man, he had religion like you got. Religion. Said, she never told me lying all her life. The Parson Branham, she's been dead now many years. But I've been blind and drawing the blind pension for about 10 years. Said, I lived about 200 miles from here. I never heard of you in my life. But said, this morning, about 3 o'clock, said, I woke up in the room, and of course I can't see, but said, look, I stand before me, stood my old mammy. I said, Mammy, is that you? She said, yes, honey. He said, you go down to Camden, Arkansas. Rise and put on your clothes and ask for somebody by the name of Branham that's praying for the sick. You shall receive your sight. The parson got him and put on my clothes, and here I am. He said, can you help me? Oh, my. Father God, your witnesses, these stones were crying, something has to say. I just put my hands over on his eyes, and I said, Father, I do not understand, but if you sent the brother here, I ask for his sight. I took my hands down, and smiling, wiped his eyes. Looked around, kind of smiled, said, I see, honey. She said, you see, honey? I said, sure. I said, see them people there, that red car sitting right there? She fell on her knees and screamed to the top of her voice. About that time, the people made a break in. Next thing I knew, I was in the car. I thought this, friend. God knows all about it. He can speak to the people through visions and dreams and revelations. He can send them. He's the Lord Jesus tonight. Father, I ask you to just be in our midst tonight. Heal all the people here that are so needy, Father. Bless them now as I go forward to challenge the enemy to do these signs and wonders that you told me to do. I know you'll be there, Lord. You won't never fail, neither will you ever forsake your promise. And I pray now that people may have great faith, Father. This is starting the second week of this revival. Long, believing that before the great judgment shall sweep the city here, that you're calling mercy. Help tonight that something might be done or win souls to you. Glorify thee, for we ask it in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen. All right, we'll have it. How far did you get last night? Up to 40, from 25 to 12, what's our life? Those who know with cars from M40 to M55, from M40 to M55, if you'll stand in line and call your number at my right and your left. Piano player will come to the final, please, and play Abide with Me. Now, how many did he call? 25? How many did you call, Tom? 15. Maybe we can get more than that. We'll try to make another choice if we can tonight and find if we can get more. Then I believe the Lord wants us maybe change the program a little tonight. Seen a pathetic sight a few moments ago. It just tore my heart to pieces. Poor little girl sitting holding a blind man's hand up on the same tower, I believe. Oh, my. How in the world? Have faith. Everybody believe. God knows that I wish I could do something. Oh, if I only could, if I could, I'd do it. But this is helpless as the rest. I can only say what he says. I only do what he says to me. I trust the man knows who I'm speaking of, and the little girl also. God will bless them. God bless you, brother. Everyone be just reverent as the piano player. If you softly play, Abide with Me, you know. I just love that song, don't you? That's what I want him to do. Abide with Me. I couldn't live without him. I wouldn't want to live without him. He's my life. He's all that I have. I couldn't live without him. I know you can't live without him. I want him to abide with him. When you're ready for your sermon. Now, let's just be real reverent. I know I'll take a lot of your time, but friends, I want to talk to you, and I love you, and I guess I take up too much time, and maybe not pray for enough sick people. but I'm trying to get you to a place where you're all at one time. I want to see before God calls me home again. I want to see it again before God calls me. See it like that. I'll just be real reverent for a while and just take a time with each page. And all of you look on, believe, out on the platform. But when it does, I just keep talking, and keep adding more things, more things, more things, until I feel like it just stays there. But if you would stand there for a amount of time, it would reveal everything that you ever done in your life. Every sickness and disease that you ever had, it'll do it. I know it. A lot of times at home, when I used to take the cases, I'd set them down in my room, lock the door. No one can come in. I'd sit right there with them. Well, it was over. Then when I'm out in these meetings, I can't do that. Because I'll be nearly dead before Dr. Meeting. I have one real reverend. And we're just, don't nobody be in a hurry, but please don't move around while the Spirit of the Lord is at work. While it's moving, just be reverent. Then I'll tell you what I'll do. If you do that for at each case, I'll give you a chance then to believe with you. If we just take our time, helping each person be reverent. Just look on, believe with all your heart. When God's healing the sick on the platform, you'll be healing him out there at the same time. All right, friend. Are you with us? My brother, let me have it. That's fire. Father. There's nothing but what you know all about. I'm so thankful that you're here tonight. Blessing, revealing this poor brother. Having even slip away to get to the surface. But loves you in his heart. God, make a way for him. Grant it, Lord, he's in trouble. You said that you would be near those who were in need. God bless my brother now as I bless him in thy name. May all these troubles clear up like the clouds leaving from before the sun. And may he be healed tonight of his arthritis. All these other troubles, Lord, and be made new and whole again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask it. Amen. Look there, brother. Let me see again. You feel that you're healed, don't you? You are healed, my brother. God bless you. You go on your way rejoicing, and all your troubles is going to clear up now and be all right. God bless you. Can I have this? Thank you. God, who I stand before now, you've got a track here. Is there a God? I cursed him. God in heaven, who I stand before, knows I know nothing about that track or anything about it. And being it was that I thought maybe when they seen the track, the Lord permitted to go right down into the depths of his heart and get something that's really a secret to tell. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's nothing that can fail before God. The man is will be all right now. All right. Yeah. Whoever, believe with all you can. You removed your glasses before you come, didn't you? That's the way to have faith. First. Let's have your hand. I believe there's more than them glasses. Yes, ma'am, there is. You have several things wrong with you. One of it is you're nervous, extremely nervous, which that has a whole lot of astigmatism of your eyes. Then it's in the time of the change of menopause. Isn't that right? Making you extremely nervous. And there's something. Don't you have something wrong with your limb? Or isn't there a milk leg? Isn't that right? Amen. That's right. All right. God bless you. Now your faith is right for healing. Will you accept me as his servant and him as your healer? Let's bow our head. Father, all things are possible to them that believe. We thank you for the healing of our sister. Pray, God, that she'll be happy all the days of her life, serving thee with all of her heart. We bless her in thy name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, sister. Your faith will be all right. Everybody ready, which is next. You're mowing around. Believe with all your heart. All right, let's bow our heads. Finish, sister. Our Heavenly Father, coming along down through that Baltic, up along through those hills, and seeing those little bitty trains pulling along those poor Finnish people a few weeks ago, laboring, coming, walking, packing on bicycles, thousands gathering around. I'm thinking, coming down off of the mountain, Procopio, seeing that little boy laying on the side of the road dead, mashed to pieces, helpless, covered his little face over, it was like life was finished forever, no breath, no heart. Then remembering the vision of the Lord. Then he laid hands upon him and calling in the name of the Lord, and his life returned was a stone broken spot. How it stirred the hearts of those dear people, how they come from the Lapland. Oh, merciful God, you could take a boy that was mashed to pieces, dead laying on the road. A vision could heal him to the Spirit of God. You could heal our sister tonight. Bless her, Father. I now rebuke the art of the life from her body in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I have no fear. Your peace. Let God from you. May it even good peace and God be with you. Jesus. Let's say praise be to God. Amen. Oh, my. Hallelujah, young dog. Let's see your hand. You believe with all your heart?
Jesus, it was Nazareth, the Son of God,
Look not up on us in judgment, but look up on us with thy mercy. And now, as your humble servant, unworthy to do so, but asking for mercy, I now ask the spirit of Satan that's bound the boy, lead him, come out of him, and go into outer darkness, so no one else, in the name of Jesus Christ, leaves the bar. Satan, thou foul person, Christ brings you a foul, taking the power away from you, and we tonight by confession and faith in the finished work of Jesus, the Son of God at Calvary, as Christian people, we say to you, leave this young man, come out of him, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. I just want to thank God. A Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy mercy. And bless that young man, Lord, make his life fruitful. And keep them hours away from him, Lord, may he go into outer darkness bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Never in all my ministry ever seen that before, huh? All right, here's the letter. The young lady is coming to to the little lady. Strengthen her faith just now to rule out a human power. Father, is sure I'm hearing your servant. I believe you're a healer now. You can't fail. You're the Lord Jesus. Satan, leave the girl in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out from her. You know what's happened already, don't you? You're healed, sister. I'll tell you what I want you to do. Now, if I could tell you what you were doing in school and your life at that time. I was going on, but it was breaking. You were crying because the Spirit of the Lord was up on you. And it's still on you now. Isn't that right? You're a nice little lady. And you want to work for the Lord. You want to do His work. Now, you go to believe me. If you take my word now and do as I tell you, God will do just what I say you do. I want you to go from the building when you leave tonight just so happy. I want you to be smiling and go tell everybody the Lord healed me. And if you feel right, Satan say, no, you're not saying that. Satan, you might as well go away. Because the man that could tell me what has been in my life has told me that I'll be well, and I'm well now, so you get away from me, see? And be just as happy as you can be, forget. And when you go out, you watch the difference in your reading. That was healed immediately, you see. And the nervousness is gone from you. You feel quiet, don't you? No more gloomy feelings. And it's sort of so, if it can make you feel good right here, and bring the presence of God to you here, just believe it. What I told you, and it'll stay with you. The reason I'm doing that, honey, because you mix up, and you're just at that time of life of a little girl. Is your mother near in the building? I thought so. I could feel her. All right. Mother, you know what I'm speaking about, don't you? It's just her little age right now is all doing that. And don't you, you know, fly life and just start out on just be happy and rejoicing and everything's going to be all right for you. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. All right. Everybody just be reverent and praise the Lord now. All right. Sister, for thy healing now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has died that you may be healed. You believe me? Did he hear my prayer? Then you're healed, sister. There's nothing to keep you from this one. Go rejoice and be happy. You yourself. You all right? Go rejoice and be happy. All right. Let's go praise the Lord, everybody. You love him with all your heart? That's it. God bless you. You believe me with all your heart? God bless you. 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 You believe how fast can you get right? With all your heart? Oh, my dear old mother, by your head. Our Heavenly Father, as she stands here, I think of my old mother sitting back in the knee. No doubt disease hands and time help the others, and I pray, God, that you'll help her many years ago. Maybe some mother rocked her, patted her, and kissed away all the tears. But now she's gone. But there's still hands who can pat and kiss away all the tears and tears. Jesus, the Son of God. I bless this, my eighth sister, and help you, Father, to give her many days of health and strength, yet that she can glorify you in Jesus' name. Fear not, you go right on. Your eyes are bad.
fact that you had your glass, heart, and also you had other eyes.
Of our sister, if I have said this, And therefore, Father, I pray that you will heal her. You said if you get the people to believe you and be sincere, then no disease shall stand. And I ask thee now to heal our sister. Thou demon that's tormenting her body, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, come out from the woman. Now, sister, there it goes. It's leaving right now. Now, the hand, the holding is perfectly normal. Before I raise my head or open my eyes, it's turning normal. Is that right? Now it's all left. Is that right? All right, sure. Now, audience, raise your head. Now, the lady's standing right here, and I've never moved my hand. Is that right, sister? Right in that place. Just as smooth as this hand or anything. Is that right? All them warts and bumps and things is left. Is that true? Just as normal as they can be. All right, you're healed. Now, go on your road and rejoice and move. Look. Are you going to let it go? Give it a stop. Stop. Now, just something I talked to her about a worry she's going on about, which she oughtn't to be. All right. Come on. Don't worry. The Jesus always said, fear not. Fear not. Don't let nothing bother you. How do you do it, sister? Let's just have your hand. Look this way, sister. You believe with all your heart. That's terrible thing wrong with you. Blood pressure for 100. You're a diabetic? Isn't that right? Nervous. Kidney trouble, brain. Isn't that right? Marrow breakage. Isn't that true? You believe he's going to heal. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, she's standing here. You know all about her. And I pray that you will heal her, dear God. Have mercy upon her. Make her well, completely healed, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go on your road rejoicing, happy, rejoicing, praising God. All right. Everybody be reverent now. Did you throw your finger up at me, sir? Only just... Just be reverent. You're one of the patients to be prayed for. A lot of these cough cases, you see. It's too bad. I guess he got in. I see the ambulance out there. Now, sir, here you're speaking to our mother. God bless you, sister. I know I can tell you what's wrong with you. Just have faith. I believe God will heal you, sister. Now, brother, just have faith. I tell you what I want you two cop cases to do before it goes to end of it. I want you to be looking this way, right to me, and praying that God will be merciful to you and heal you. Will you do it? All right, then. But, sir, I want you to do that. You do that also, sir, Paul. To break in on this meeting right now. And he wanted me to answer prayer for us, everyone, for a great outpouring. You don't believe I tell you anything wrong, do you? It just seems like over this building is just like a wound. It's going to turn around. Now, that anointing is not on me, it's just now, it's just around here. How many have got one of the pictures to see it? I see you got the picture. All right. Look at that. When you see that picture, that same thing is right here now. I guess I could call it things. They said that holy thing which is in Mary was called the Son of God. It's a holy thing. Just believe, dear brother and sister. Have faith in God. You're the patient. Believe with all your heart, usher. Oh, God bless you, brother. Go on home, eat your supper, your stomach trouble left. God bless you. All right, have it. Is everybody praying? All right. Everybody ready? Yes, but you're coming out of here. God bless you. Will you obey me as God's servant? Walk down to the platform there, stomp your feet up and down, your arthritis will be gone. All right, God bless you. That's it. How you doing now? Sister, feel all right now? God bless you. All right, who's the little laddie? All right, come here, laddie. Look this way, sonny boy. You believe me, as a little lad, that's infant childlike faith. You believe me? Will you obey me as God's prophet and servant and believe that God sent me here for your healing? The stomach trouble you had has left you. Go on home and eat anything you want to, sonny boy. God bless you too, Dad. Let's go praise God forever. Bring your other patient on. You believe with all your heart? You do what I tell you to do? All right, sir. When you go down in the aisle, when you get home tonight, I want you to raise up your hands and scream to the top of your voice, or your arthritis has done left you before you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God can speak anywhere in this building when the Lord can speak. You believe that? All right, everybody ready. Come on. Oh, just a moment, this woman's here. All right, everybody bow your head. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon her. Thou demon that's tormenting her, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out of her. Leave her. I surely could go. Is that right? All right, stand up on your feet, sister. All right, sir, you don't have to come here. Will you believe me what I tell you? You've been struggling with the mental nervousness. Is that right? Jesus Christ has healed you already. That's right. You, sir, you want to be healed? The heart trouble that you have left you. Just praise God. You, sister, you've been struggling with nervousness too, haven't you? Is that right? Stand up on your feet and say, praise the Lord and be healed. That's right. Don't have no doubt. Believe God. That's right, brother. That's where you receive your healing. Sister, you've got a paralysis. It's been creeping on you for a long time. Isn't that right? I believe God's going to give you victory tonight. You believe that? If I ask you to this platform, you believe he'll heal you? You do? With all your heart. Believe you'll be able to get up and go on home. You do that? Look this way, sir. You believe in God's service? They just pushed you in out there and yeah, I guess not lying out there, but here's what, sir, I've got to be honest with you as a minister, as professor. You've been told anything. You've been told you had stomach trouble. Isn't that right? But you, it's more than that wrong with you, brother. And I'm afraid to tell you right here what's wrong with you from the platform, because it would scare you. But if you believe God with all your heart, it's in your bones, brother, that's where it's at. And if you just believe God with all your heart, God will heal you. Do you believe that? I believe too, don't you, sister? Would you be healed? Or what about it, sister, who ain't there today? Do you believe that cancer will leave you? God will, and the little baby here, what about it, sister? What are you, the big cripple out of arthritis and power? Don't you believe that God will do that for you? Everybody here, the blind brother sitting here, stand here. Yes, sir. And the little lad sitting by there was cross-eyed.
Don't you believe that God will do it?
Huh? All right. Now, I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to ask you to make a committal right now to God that God will perform this. Dad, if you'll believe what I'm saying, you can walk back tonight, and Emma's going to have to take you back. Sister, you can rise and walk too. Almighty God, who sent breath into this world of all mortals, you're here tonight. God grant that these people are here, that suffering and need a poor little mother laying there, Satan's paralyzer. Oh, Jesus, in the name of the Son of God, I rebuke that devil.
May the woman come out of the bed and be healed. Oh, almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift. Heal this woman here with cancer, died. The blind man leaning on his cane. The little child, oh, God of mercy. Bless these people in Jesus Christ's name. Come forward, you who want to stand near to be prayed for. Come up around the platform. That's right. God bless you. Here, brother, raise up from the ambulance stretcher. Get around him, some of you archers. Give him strength that he might want. A lady paralyzed, raising up from the platform. Hallelujah. Last year, you believe on the Lord Jesus. That God has healed you. You there with a trumpet in your ear. Take the thing out of your ear. Christ Jesus has made you well. You, bring it out there to step back over the other side of the tent. For a long time, you've been captivating. Give it a cemetery. You come here a few days ago because of it. Jesus Christ right now, you should be here. You, my brother, tell me.